Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Big show today. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will join us at 9 o'clock. We'll get into all things NFL with him. And then Jamie Watson, Nashville SC analyst, will join us at 9:30. We'll look ahead to the big match tonight between Nashville SC and Toronto. So looking forward to that. Joe, let's revisit our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. If you had to pick one of these Titans running backs of all time in their prime for one drive to win the game, who would you take? Eddie George, Chris Johnson, or Derrick Henry? So we're sticking strictly with Titans running backs here. We've had some people ask where Earl Campbell is on the list. He did not play for the Titans. He did, in fact, play for the Oilers. But Titans-wise, Eddie George, Chris Johnson, Derrick Henry. So far, Derrick Henry receiving 51% of the vote, Eddie George at 35%, Chris Johnson at just 14%. Are we surprised that the number is so low for Chris Johnson, given how incredible he was in his prime here with the Titans?
I guess when I think about a drive to win the game, you assume you're going to have at least a couple short yardage plays, maybe at least one short yardage play. So you got to be able to do everything. So I guess I'm not all that surprised. I'm not surprised Derrick Henry would be leading. I think the fact that he's the guy now, first of all, gives him an edge. But I think he probably has the edge anyway. I do think that if you think about it in terms of being able to catch the ball and be out there in any situation, Chris Johnson, you could argue, has a little bit of an edge.
Let's go to Kim on Twitter. Kim says, I'll take the Eddie that scored in the Super Bowl by sheer determination and will, not the Eddie that let Ray Lewis take the ball from him in the following year. That was a great touchdown by Eddie George in the Super Bowl. Just churning those legs, getting in. There's a couple plays by Eddie and Steve McNair on that comeback in the Super Bowl were pretty incredible. But Eddie George, didn't go so well for the Titans in the playoffs the next year. That Ravens game still hurts. Hurts a lot of Titans fans around here.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie George, this guy who – I'm trying to remember Eddie George as a pass – it wasn't even really a thing that they tried much, right? I mean,
he caught a few, but, it wasn't much.
They tried it in week one at Buffalo in 2000.
Yeah.
The rematch of the Music City Miracle.
Which that crowd was hostile in that game.
It was. And late in that game, he dropped like a 30 or 40-yard pass downfield. It was on the final drive. It was something like that, yeah.
I do want to pass along quickly, and we'll get back to this discussion right after. Some breaking news from Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. The Titans are signing former Rams kicker Sam Sloman to their practice squad, per his agent. So, more kicking fun for the Tennessee Titans.
I can't tell you for a second and a half there when you just said Tom Pelissero
breaking news on the Titans.
I was like, come on.
Same here.
I saw the panic on both of your faces.
And you're going to give me some Sam Sloman news?
We got to kick some field goals, baby. Come on.
Does this mean that Giorgio Tavecchio's time on the practice squad is...
Could be. Maybe they're picking up all the
kickers.
Coming
to a close, yeah. Keep rotating them through.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Do y'all think Derrick Henry stiff arms Ray Lewis like he did Earl Thomas? Probably not. Probably not doing to Ray Lewis what he did to Earl Thomas.
I would love to see Derrick Henry right now, Ray Lewis in his prime, and what would happen in a stiff-arming situation. That would be awfully fun.
Oklahoma drill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derrick v. Ray?
Yeah. Man.
Well, that goes back to the playoff game we talked about last week between the Titans and the Ravens, where Eddie George and Ray Lewis met. And Eddie George basically pile drove him into the ground. Now, I say that. Ray Lewis has also gotten the better of Eddie George on a few hits as well. I mean, that happens when you meet as often as they did. But it would be very fascinating to see what Derrick Henry versus prime Ray Lewis would look like.
I'd like to know for the Titans fans on that play, which I mean, of course. Of course, Ray Lewis got Eddie plenty of times. But that play was so impressive. How does that compare to like the best of Derrick Henry's stiff arms, like throwing Josh Norman aside like a ragdoll. I got to think that that's still a more impressive play than any of those Derrick Henry plays. Am I wrong? No.
The 99-yard run.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You're talking about the whole run. I'm talking about just the physical confrontation moments. Okay?
Given who it was.
The run
itself,
I agree. I mean, the run itself, what can you say?
But like, there's nobody in today's game that compares to Ray Lewis, right? Like, just how good he was.
And that was just disrespectful. Yeah. Just, you know.
And then they got up and yelling at each other. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, that's big time.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texts in and says, I pick Lindale White. He's the same as Henry, but cheaper. I don't know if Lindale White is the same as Derrick
Henry. The same as Henry.
Oh, yeah, he's the same.
Oh, my goodness.
How long was he good?
1 year.
About seven games.
A good season, maybe? Yeah. Not even a whole season?
Yeah, oh, wait, smash and dash.
Yeah.
I mean, long enough for there to be a nice little nickname.
That may be the most insulting thing anyone's ever said about Derrick Henry. Oh, my goodness.
Lindale White is the same as Henry.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's bad.
Got a texter that says, I'll take Ray Lewis in that matchup all day. When is Derrick stiff-armed someone that's not a small defensive back? Ryan Clark influencing a lot of people with Derrick Henry.
Well, he's definitely stiff-armed linebackers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt. I guess I don't know if he's stiff-armed a nose tackle, you know. But he has absolutely.
Tony Siragusa out there?
He has stiff-armed.
Pushed him out of the way.
He has stiff-armed linebackers. But, yes, obviously, when you get the little guys, that's when you really throw them around a little bit.
Who are you guys taking? If you had to pick between the three, if you've got Eddie George in his prime, Chris Johnson in his prime, Derrick Henry right now, which we would consider his prime, of those three running backs, you got one drive, it's a tie game, the playbook is open, and you can go win a game. Who are you taking?
I go with Derrick Henry.
It's very close for me between Derrick Henry and Chris Johnson.
Really?
Because of the multifaceted approach with CJ2K. I mean, you can dump it off to him. He can make something happen and make something out of nothing. You know, even in short yardage situations, he had the 4th-and-1 against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 08 season.
And it was different. Like, he didn't hand it off to him up the middle.
No.
You pitched it to him.
Pitched it
to
him.
And you gave him the option to shake somebody out of their shoes.
And I think it was Troy Polamalu that he did that to in that game. It was 4th-and-1 in the red zone. So it's close between CJ2K and Derek. And I love Eddie. Love Eddie. But it's close.
Yeah.
I'd probably lean Derek, but it's very close between Henry and Johnson for me.
I think it's close, too. I'm probably – what do we make of – because I kind of buy this a little bit. We had somebody on Twitter point out earlier that, like, Derek is kind of the blend between Eddie George and Chris Johnson. Like, not comparing their speed, because Chris Johnson's speed was ridiculous. But Derek can pull away from people and run away from people like we've seen him do many times. But he also has, you know, the physicality to his game that Eddie George had. And I'm not look, Eddie George wasn't slow. I mean, he could pull away from people too. But I think Derek, like the blend of both the power and the speed, pretty incredible, pretty rare.
Yeah, I just feel like 1 yard, and that's a great example for Chris Johnson, but 1 yard, I like Derrick Henry right now, the way he's playing. He's running the ball with such physicality. And again, just the ability to go the distance that, you know, certainly is more than Eddie George had.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, I'm going with Chris Johnson because Derrick Henry can't catch the ball past 5 yards off the line of scrimmage.
He never gets a chance to try, really, but yeah, you know, I can't argue that they don't do it. They don't try it. If he's gonna be involved in catching the ball, it's on one of those screens that I don't think has worked yet.
Have they had
a
screen that's gotten more than 2 yards all season? Like,
it was one guy
had a reception in the Houston game, but even that, it wasn't really a screen. Like, it was just, he was like a 3 yard route in the Houston game in overtime where he almost broke it on that play by himself.
Yeah, so that's basically, he's just an outlet there.
Right.
And he flips it out to him. But, I mean, it counts as a catch. It counts as a reception. But
sure, but like just strictly like the screen play was such a weapon for them last year at times, and it has not worked once this year, it feels like.
Yeah. Wasn't that a better play for Derrick Henry with Marcus at quarterback? Like, ever since Tannehill at quarterback, how many big screen plays have we seen Derek break?
But I don't think it's quarterback related. I think it's opposing D coordinators saying, okay, we can't let this happen, right?
Because it's hard to catch a screen ball when it's like skipped to you by your feet,
or overthrown,
yeah,
like the Denver game.
I feel so bad. I talk about Marcus every week.
Marcus also put one right in his hands at Jacksonville last year. That's a touchdown,
and he dropped it.
So yeah. The Browns were the test case. That was just like, oh my gosh, they had no idea what was coming. But defenses know that play. I'd still go to it every once in a while. There was one guy the other day. One guy got through his block for the Ravens, and if he doesn't, it's a big, big play. Now, that's all it takes is one guy, but I'd still sprinkle it in every now and then.
When we come back, we'll continue to get your reaction to our poll question at 1025 The Game on Twitter. They're all in their prime. You need one drive to win the game. Which Titans running back are you taking? Eddie George, Chris Johnson, or Derrick Henry? 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's coming up next. But first, make sure you're tuning in this Saturday to catch the college football game of the week on 1025 The Game, presented by Gary Force Acura. This Saturday's game is an SEC battle as Auburn and Alabama face off in the 85th playing of the Iron Bowl. Kickoff is at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN 1025 The Game. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game.
Now you know who your daddy is, don't you?
Hand to Henry. Henry handles the contact. Speed for a big man.
If you want to play on this football team, you answer me when I ask you, who is your daddy?
Henry, getting free. Henry's going to end the game. Titans take it in overtime.
Who's your daddy, Gary? Who's your daddy?
Talk about his second half surge. It just starts to wear you down.
And they win in Baltimore for the second time in 2020.
Is this your team or is this your daddy's team?
Yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would have made that clip even better? If the Ravens had somebody on defense named Gary, that like Derrick Henry just stiff-armed out of the way, it would have been the perfect clip. And it was perfect anyway, but could have been even better.
I wonder if they've ever had someone named Gary.
Named Gary? Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
We'll have to research that.
Great job, Ryan Porth.
Very good stuff.
What a movie. Remember the Titans? Combining it with Derrick Henry. Very nice. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Addressing our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. If you had to pick one of these Titans running backs of all time in their prime for one drive to win the game, who would you take? Choices are Eddie George, Chris Johnson, or Derrick Henry. Right now, 465 votes in. Derrick Henry leads the way with 52% of the vote. Eddie George at 34%. And Chris Johnson at 14%. But Chris Johnson getting a lot of love on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jimmy texts in, CJ easily. He's the best blocker, best vision, best receiver, best speed. Also can get the physical tough yard. I've watched every snap of the Titans for 20 years.
All right.
So he says CJ easily in that discussion.
Some strong CJ endorsements despite the low number. On my text line, my buddy Dane says, by the way, Derrick Henry stiff-armed a defensive lineman against the Colts a couple weeks ago and dumped him. I don't remember that. But
oh, yeah, okay. I remember that now. Yeah. A lot of people went after Ryan Clark after that play.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't I remember that play?
You've seen a lot of football.
Yeah, I've seen and forgotten a lot of football. What part of the game was that?
Couldn't tell.
Well, it was probably before the wheels fell off. So I'd
say
in the first
half.
First half, because the wheels fell off before the Titans got the ball in the third quarter.
Well, Derrick Henry had his best stretch when they were at the one after the goal line stand. And, you know, it's boom, boom, boom. Then the shoulder takes him out for what a play.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, second one, third and one. And yeah, we know the rest.
So, Ryan,
maybe it was on that drive.
Let me ask you this. You've watched a lot of Titans football.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie George, Derrick Henry, Chris Johnson, each fun to watch in their own way. Who's the most fun Titans running back to watch you've ever seen?
Oh, it's like,
because to me, this conversation is between two people. Like, Eddie George, great player. I'm not sure how much fun, like, the 4 yards and the cloud of dust was to watch. But Chris Johnson, Derrick Henry, the ability to pop the big play at any time. It's pretty close.
Look, as fun as CJ was from week to week in his prime, there's something unique and amazing when Derek breaks one of those big plays. That with his size and his power and the fact that you can't bring him down, and it's almost like this, like, you know, puff out your chest moment, even as a fan of, yeah, that's our guy. You cannot bring him down. So I would probably go Derek.
Okay.
What do you think? It's a great question, because for that stretch, Chris Johnson was on the very short list of must-see players in the league. Titans haven't had a lot of those guys, but just the pure ridiculous speed at times was special.
But, Derrick Henry's on that list right now, right? Of the short list of must-see guys in the league.
I agree. That's why it's close. I think a lot of people would be like, oh, Derek, again, because right now he's the guy. I think it's really close. But I agree. The thing is, it's also like what you like watching, because I like power backs. So when you can get both things in one guy, again, like Bo Jackson is probably the best comparison, a guy who would truck people. Everybody remembers the Brian Bosworth play. But he trucked plenty of people in his time and then also could go to the house. You know, that's – I think this is the closest thing to that, or Bo Jackson's the closest thing to this. So I would have to give him a slight edge. But Chris Johnson was
– he's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
That 2,000-yard season. And we had a texter on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, point this out yesterday. Like, if not for a holding call in that season – that was, if you go back and look at it, questionable at best. Chris Johnson breaks off another like 85-yarder and probably breaks the all-time rushing record for a season in that season. So got to keep that in mind as well.
Eric Dickerson will now point out 8 holding calls
right.
in 1984.
Yeah, I had 16 holding calls. Like the end of the Colts game the other day where there was holding on every play. It was fascinating to watch. Derrick Henry's long runs, certainly more disrespectful. Like, I can think of one of Chris Johnson's touchdown runs I think he had against the Jags where he just absolutely trucked someone like 6 yards across the line of scrimmage and then was gone. And that was like the case of being physical and then outrunning people. Most of Chris Johnson's runs were, all right, he got to the outside, he beat him to the edge, he made one move, made a guy miss in the secondary, and then nobody could catch him. So, it's great. It's fun to watch. But when you see Derrick Henry bouncing off like 6 people – and then pulling away from everybody, it's a lot more disrespectful that way.
That's a great point. I will also say with Derek, he kind of embodies what this Titans team has always been about. With, you know, the blend of Eddie and CJ, but he is still a power back that can hit the big one.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that Eddie was the first one and Steven Eddie, that was the identity for years for the Titans, even beyond their days of wearing the Titans uniform. I think he kind of embodies the identity of what Titans fans grew to love in their early years. And I think that is that contributes to the fact that Derek is such a fan favorite. I mean, he's fun to watch in his own right, no matter what team he's on, but I think the fact that he's almost like a better version of Eddie George is something that all Titans fans love.
And the funny thing is, it's been 2 years, you know, that's been true, because really, it was as of 2 years ago. Basically, he was frustrating to watch, right? I mean, at times he would have the amazing run and the amazing play, but he was frustrating to watch because he wasn't embracing that or just hadn't figured it all out, whatever it was.
Let's go to Chris on Twitter. Chris says, I love Eddie, but I think Derrick Henry is as good or better than him in every facet. With that said, I might choose CJ2K because he was a much more effective receiver than the other two, and that gives him versatility without knowing what kind of defense is being played in this discussion. So,
yeah.
The versatility is certainly a thing. And it's funny you bring up, you know, Derrick Henry's struggles earlier on in his career, because Eddie George deserves a lot of credit for Derrick Henry being what he is right now. I mean, Derrick all the time points to the conversation and basically the coaching he got from Eddie George, turning him into the runner we see today. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if turning him into the runner.
Well, help
him. But, yeah, obviously something he said resonated with him, you know, talking about like your legs sort of quitting when you take the hit. You know, I think one is looking for the home run, but two is, you know, you come to this league from college football, and it is a totally different level of physicality, a totally different level of injury risk and all that stuff. And he figured out that he could be the hammer and deliver more punishment. Again, it's amazing when you watch him play week to week that he doesn't have injuries. Now, doesn't mean that he won't, but the durability with him is actually quite remarkable.
Here's a great line on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. A texter says, CJ broke ankles, Derrick Henry crushes souls. I like that.
That's pretty good.
There's a lot of truth to that statement.
There is. So we were talking earlier in the show, like, could we be watching Derrick Henry building up a resume for a trip to Canton one day and a Hall of Fame career? I mean, you look at him right now, and to your point, Joe, really the last two seasons is where he's putting in a lot of his work. Obviously won the rushing title a year ago, 1,500 yards, 16 touchdowns. And then you got to remember, like, the playoffs and what you're able to do in the playoffs, that factors into this discussion as well. And he was incredible in the playoffs last year for the Titans. Right now, through 10 games, he's got over 1,000 yards, 1,079 yards, 9 touchdowns, on pace to probably win the NFL rushing title once again. Another 2, 3, 4, 5 years of this, and Hall of Fame certainly in the cards for Derrick Henry. Can he get to that point of longevity where he makes it a legitimate discussion? That's the question to me. Because it's hard to do at running back.
It is. And it's also, I mean, in today's game, it's hard for running backs to get those kind of numbers the way teams go about it. But obviously this team doesn't go about it that way. And right now he's at 49-12 for his career. Obviously that's regular season only. So he's a very good chance here. Well, good chance. I mean, the Colts are tough on D, but a decent chance that Sunday he gets to 5,000 for the career, which is a pretty big milestone. But, yeah, it's really comes down to health. If he has it, I'm not saying he's going to be stacking up 1,500s at one after the other, but he's going to produce. And by the end of this contract, if he plays his whole contract here, he should be statistically in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and I'm going to knock on wood for Titans fans when I say this, but you look at since he's come into the career, 15 games in 2016, 16 in both 2017 and 18 in terms of games played, 15 last year, and he's been in all 10 games this year. With the amount of hits that dude takes, it's been amazing to see, like, how durable he's been with the Titans. Like, even the injury last year didn't really have anything to do with the hit. I mean, it's just a muscle that he was dealing with, but it's been incredible how durable Derrick Henry's been.
Yeah, it really is. Now, he had to leave the Colts game, but they were looking at his shoulder. Last week he had the elevation and takes the hit high and has to leave for a little bit, but he comes right back out there. He could probably use – the Titans could use an idle week here down the stretch that they will not have.
Mm.
But they have to keep plugging. You know, get through this week and you got the Browns, another, you know, defense with some talent, and then it lightens up at least a little bit in terms of opponent quality.
I think the talk about is Derrick Henry building a Canton resume is way too early in my mind. Because if you compare Derrick Henry to, let's say, Sean Alexander, who was a stud with the Seahawks for a good 5-year stretch where Sean had five consecutive seasons of 1,000-plus yards. He had a huge year when the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl. And when you look at Pro Football Reference, Sean Alexander is way off their Hall of Fame kind of formula. And Derrick Henry isn't even close to what Sean Alexander is at this point. So I honestly think Derrick Henry would have to do what he's doing now for, like, at least 4 more seasons of being an elite or top 5 back in the league.
Well, I would agree, but you also have to factor in where you're playing. Like, the NFL is different now. So, I mean, you have quarterbacks now that finish with better numbers that are not very good quarterbacks, but but they'll finish with better numbers than Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Like, it's different. It's a different era. You have to factor that in to the discussion as well. Like, you're not going to see, like, Sean Alexander's best year, he had 370 carries. Like, Derrick Henry's not going to get 370 carries. It's just a different time.
Yeah, it's interesting because running backs' numbers are not going to be as good, right? I mean, yeah. Just like Alvin Kamara, I mean, he rushes for like 25 yards every week, but he's a great player. Now, he obviously has big receiving numbers, but it's a different formula. I do, and you're right. I don't disagree with you, Porth. I mean, he's got a stack years here together,
sure,
of being good. It's also, I mean, to me, it is team related too. And if they have good teams that go to the playoffs, and he has more big playoff games that people remember, that's part of it.
That's true.
Yeah, and he already, the playoff resume was starting to be built last year. I mean, that's as good of a 2-game stretch in the playoffs that a running back's had in NFL history. I mean, let's be honest. It was.
And the 3 games, if you count the Houston, no running back's ever done that at all.
Yeah.
In any kind of 3 games.
Exactly. When we come back, some more bad news for the Titans on the offensive line. Have they reached the point where they can't survive all of these injuries that have taken place? We'll discuss that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.